All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's get some work done today, huh? Welcome to BVS's Project for Youth Q Homestead. Please call in today. I would prefer if you're in distress or you are in foreclosure. That's the purpose of this show, is to get you some resources and help support. So anyone favoring that, please don't hesitate to call in if you're not in that position, and just educate us on your opinions of mortgage, rent, etc. We want all of you. If you're in possession of land, you live on land, and you do not have a homestead land patent, call in. We want to talk to you. We want to learn your position around the world. And of course, in America's where it's obvious that we have opportunities to teach the world. Thank you so much for joining me today. Get some business done real quick here. Carrie's group, this goes for everybody I give a message to today. Email me these specific words. I talked to you last week. Homestead request. That's all you have to put in there. That's your subject matter. And put in your address and put in your phone number and preferred time to be called. So anyone that is in possession of land that has talked to me on this radio show is all I want to hear from now for this message only. So it's not to be flip or arrogant. It's just I'm going to take case by case basis so I can be of help and support to you. So last week, all three of those callers who called in last week, need you to put in, I talked to you last week on the show. Here is my address and here is my phone number. And we're going to send out the packages. Carrie, I only want one email, okay? One email, and then I'll give you the package, and then we'll be able to reinstall the resources you need. Just know that I just want one contact from Carrie's group, not all of you. The three people I talked to last week, same thing. My Irish family, I need you to do the same thing, but put in the subject matter, I talked to you last week. So that's the key word there. My lawyer from Australia, Brisbane, same thing. I talked to you last week. Here's my address and phone number. So a lot of reasons why I do this, even though you've already sent this to me. Arizona, same thing. I talked to you last week. Here's my mailing address. You know who you are in Arizona, MAGA. Same thing. I talked to you last week. You can put land patent in there if you want. I talked to you last week. I just need your mailing address and your phone number. Girls of Ballard, the ladies of Ballard, same thing. I talked to you last week. Mailing address, phone number. If you guys want to do a preferred time you'd like to be contacted, that's fine too. But just get me your mailing address and your phone number so I can start sending you the packets of information I have for you and distributions. Austria, dear one, Sask, same thing. Do that again. Again, I know it's redundant. Forgive me. Go ahead and send me, I talked to you last week, mailing address, phone number, nothing more. That's all you need. I'm going to get to you, Perth, but I'm going to let my Australian lawyer work a little bit. So I want Australia is going to be a little bit different. Because we've got interesting competition there, and so I want to be careful there. It's not that I'm excluding my Perth family there. I just want to expose some of the directions we're going to go coming forward. Please call in, everybody. Please call into BBS Radio right now. And people in foreclosure, I'd like to address first. If you're not in foreclosure, it's no big deal. But just keep calling in. BBS Radio will accommodate us today. The PRQ team, I want to tell you what we're doing behind the scenes here. So I've suggested to you all, thank you so much for listening. And I know this gets a little granular, and we're supposed to be of love and light and of heart. But at the same time, we deserve freedom on our planet. And thank you. Thank you so much for recognizing that. You know, we had a caller last week who was, if you're going to be of spirit, then why would you like jump on the bandwagon with the systems that we're utilizing in the modern world? And, you know, the PRQ team, you know, Asha, the whole gang over on this side, we argued this hundreds of times. We're like, but if everyone's indoctrinated into a system, they didn't actually choose it. So how would we like get back to attachment to our planet that's ours? And we're entitled to be in one with nature. And so this is the best we could come up with, is why don't we just take it away from them? Now, we're in a dualistic society, very emotional society, very unique human we're in. It's very unusual to be so emotional in these bodies. So if I can get you on your land, if I can get you back your property, where you live, nomadic or otherwise, I feel this is a great solution for all of us, is to live in peace on our own land. What the PRQ team is doing for you that you may or may not be aware of is, instead of pulling one land patent, we pull hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. So we're going to need self-nominated people to now possess those land patents, because the successor is deceased. And so now we want to show you how to take terms, and so the English language is tricky, and maritime law is very tricky. It's elusive, in fact. But as soon as I can get a definition, I should say an understanding that the grantee of the successor, so the dead person, forgive the terms, but the person who patented the land initially can be the grantor. They don't exist. We can grant this, we can self-grant succession. It's not that big of a deal, and defend it. It's very easy to do. So land patenting all over the world, homesteading all over the world, always has succession. And it's just up to us to define it and then defend it and possess it. It's a very long story. One of our PRQ individuals wanted me to bring up today is, why do counties in America and all over the world, why are counties tax exempt for parks, recreation, and so forth? Why are they exempt from taxes? Well, that's because you're paying for them. Because you're in prison. You pay taxes, you're in prison. Period. So please start looking at why, especially the people that are listening that have a legal background, why would we define a geography tax exempt just because they've created a municipality? And that's my great passion, is destroy all local government control of humans. Counties in the United States of America tax land that's federally given to you. Surely you're tired of me. You're tired of me saying the same thing over and over again. You're in prison if you're paying land taxes. So we're going to stop this. This is idiotic. You don't need the infrastructures of your counties, of your states. We don't need 50 states in America. We need America. We need North America. We need South America to be one. I hope I'm not too heavy-handed today. I love you very much. So the words that I have for you today are really about the PRQ team is pulling patents in huge swaths of land. So now I just need individuals to now take over that patent and own it. So that's the secret story that you may not have been aware of that we're divulging today is now I need everybody in every 50 states to do the same thing that PRQ is doing in the region that we're working. So instead of just pulling one patent, let's pull all the patents. So all of them will be about 150 to 160 acres, be plus or minus. So let's just pull them all, get your stamp from Bureau of Land Management, and then let's find individuals that want to take ownership of that patent. Now, when there's homes on them already, residents that have mortgages, we're just going to retitle them and give them the highest form of title. So it's not that we're going to take land away from people. We're just going to give them their title back so they don't have to pay taxes. Not everybody wants 160 acres, do they? But let's just say we have a 160 acre plot that was federally patented. Don't we, let's say we have 10 people living on the 160 acres. Let's just inform them and educate them that now this is your land. You don't have to be taxed anymore. There's not going to be an entity that can touch you. You cannot be embarrassed on your land. It's really tough for a lot of us that come outside your reality to recognize the inheritance of systems that we didn't necessarily prefer. But we can actually use these systems to demolish them. We can make them what we want now. And so one step would be, let's have freedom on our own land. Let's free our neighbors. We can do this over and over again. It's gonna be a bonfire now. We're gonna really go nuts. It works every time if we put our true intentions towards it. Our true heart, our true intentions. We deserve to live on our planet. It is ours. I hope that made sense. And now Chatty Cathy is ready to take some calls. Hopefully there's some. All the subscribers, prescribers, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. We get so much heart biofeedback back and forth when you guys keep renewing and subscribing. I get so much education and I feel you guys so much. I'm so, so proud to be in your presence. I love you all so much. And I'll start some calls. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. PRQ Homestead. Thank you. PBS Radio. All right. Let's see. Whoa, we got a few calls today. Mike and Leah from Michigan wanting to talk next steps after acquiring original title. Please, Mike and Leah. Hopefully I said Leah right, because it's like Princess Leah, or is it Leia? I don't know. How is it?
It's Leah.
Damn it. I knew I missed it.
Thank you for taking our call, Q.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Mike, and we have a couple questions. We did apply for our through the Bureau of Land Management, got our original title, and it's stamped on the back. And we just wanted to kind of know the next step. We're going to file it with our county, but I think we're ready for your packet.
Great. So go ahead and do the same thing I coached the other people from last week. I talked to you on the show last week, address, phone number, and I'll send you the package. And looks like the gang wants to give you guys, I'm not in charge of everything, but it looks like the gang wants to give you guys a It pains me to use the tools we have, but it looks like we're just going to give you a debit card with money on there to get you through it. And then we're going to be able to renew it and escalate the RV through that too. That'll be one way we can do it. So we're still playing with it because not everybody's a big fan of me sending you $1 million. Maybe you've catched on to that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So I need to test it out. I want to see it fail is what we're looking at. So that's what teaches us where the bad guys are. So when I try and send you 10 grand or $1 million, we're starting to see some hiccups here. And so once we get a hiccup, we go grab them and they get arrested and everything else. But there's just a lot of story there. So I want to do my best to just get us, our intentions are our horsepower. So you want your own land. I want to patent my land. I want to homestead my land. Those are the true intentions. The money is garbage. We know that. But it is a tool and a resource. As long as we use means of exchange to help each other, no problem with it because it has intention behind it. So that's what I'm gleaning for. But go ahead and send a message in. I talked to you on the show. I need that statement in there so we can control subject matter because even that gets manipulated at times. So just say, I talked to you on the show. Here's my address. Here's my phone number. Then I can reach out to you direct. I know it's redundant because you've done it before, but this is, just keeps us auto-populating current events. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
now,
we have another
question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You have the gold stamp on your homestead right now. Is that correct?
So Q, on this one, I was looking at that right before we called because you mentioned this last week as well. It's a stamp, and it kind of like raises the paper, and then it's
white.
It's white though. It's like it's not a gold, but it's actually stamped like a notary.
Okay, and on the back, what did they put on the back?
It says the Bureau of Land Management, and it's stamped there, and it says the date, and then it's got an authorized signature saying, I hereby certify that this reproduction is a true copy of the official record on file in this office.
Okay, this but you did not get the golden seal. Is that correct?
There is not a golden seal on any of these. We got five copies, and not a golden seal on none of them.
Okay, cool. Okay, and so this is for, okay, so if it's Michigan, what county are you in?
We're in Ingham.
Okay. Now, in that county, you should be able to pull every single patent on the entire county. And all you have to do is ask.
Okay.
And what did they charge you, $3?
Yeah, it was something like that. I think we paid a dollar a copy for this.
Yeah, for five.
Okay, dollar a copy. Could you find me how many patents are in that county?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll send you the resources to pull every single patent if you need it. And then now we have an opportunity to get as many patents as there are individuals to repatent them. Does it make sense?
Makes sense, yes.
And then we can free that whole county from taxation of local government. You okay with that?
Wow. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's kind of starting to make sense here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we're done. We're done. Let's and that's my passion too, is to get you guys so much more horsepower that you don't have to listen to me anymore. I just love it.
Well, we love listening to you. That'll be a sad day.
Thank you. It's a privilege and an honor. Okay, so You're gonna send me an email, and I'll get your mailing address, your contact phone number.
Yeah, yeah.
You can put a preferred time there as well. But anyway, make sure it says I talked to you on the show last week, whatever. Just make sure it says I talked to you on the show. That's what categorizes you guys right now. Any other questions you have for me, please?
Yes, we do have one more. So, we do own an old school building that we wanted to turn into like a collaboration center. And so our question is do we have to homestead that as well? Like, how do we go about that? Because we're ready to start. We want to start with a coffee shop and a restaurant and get it going. And so we're just wondering, do we have to homestead that building as well, that property?
Yeah, how far is it away from your residence?
It's actually, now when you just said what you said about the Ingham County, it's in Ingham County. So you might have just answered that before we asked that question.
Right. So the PRQ team, what we're doing is we're just finding another relationship. So if there's, I'm not going to tell you how many people are in the office here, so to speak. But if there's 10 of us, as an example, I can put a homestead in one of the 10 of us. And of course, that creates the, what, if they're all 160 acres times 10, you know, we've got 1600 acres now. So this is how I suggest we do it, is make a relationship with your neighbor, in this case, where the schoolhouse is, homestead it, put it in your name or your husband's name, your child's name. It doesn't really matter. So you can put it in everyone's name in the family separately, but know that you have the coalition or a love for each other and you will share. And that's what we used to do. We used to share our land and never, we didn't have an expectation of owning land. This is very unique to this human. We're sharing it. So find relationships that maybe are already there. Teach them the process. I'm procuring land for people that don't even know I'm procuring land for them because I'm just going to put them on a lot of title. So the girls of Ballard, as an example, I need them to call in and say, I talked to you last week. Well, I already have the land. I already have I've already pulled the land patents. Now I just need an identity to put towards it. Catch my drift?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't really care who takes a lot of title. We just want someone to take a lot of title because now you're out of the system. You're completely clean.
Correct. Makes sense. Okay.
So we just need to make a lot of friends is what I'm saying. If you don't have friends, family members, get grandma to do it. Tell her to be brave. That's how we have focused, is just pull as many patents as you can. I don't want, you know, the repetitiveness is we're working on, I don't want all of Michigan to pull everyone's land title. I don't want that. But that is the solution. If we can get everyone their land back, we got something, don't we?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So I'm waiting for your email and we'll get you a package. And then just know that this is also an avenue to get you some resources too. You have to coach me on what resources you want because it's a little tricky. Money is really tricky right now and it's starting to change, but if we can manifest true intentions is what I'm suggesting. We would just like to be free on our planet is my suggestion.
Yes, absolutely. Us. We feel the same way.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much.
Thank you. I'll work all day, every day for you all. I love you. Love you. Love you.
Okay. We love you too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Looks like we're getting a little work done. This is a fun day. I love this. I'm like, I wonder, I have to check the time. I realize I talk too much. And, you know, it's part of being a radio show, apparently. All right. Moving on here. Okay. So let's do Susan from New York, filed homestead and had more questions about the land patent. Okay, Susan. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, Q. Hi. Yep. Thanks for taking my call. I feel the excitement.
Thank you. Did I say it right? Is it Suzanne or Susan?
It's Suzanne.
Okay.
You can call
what's
me whatever
the difference?
You like.
But what's the difference? I'm going to call you whatever
just
I like. That's right. I'm going to call you a flower of love.
Oh, I love that.
Because that's what you feel like. So that's what I think you should probably call flower of love.
Oh, I'm going to take that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
New York, isn't that a fun place to
sit here like this? It's so fun.
You guys got some action there. You got some action there, don't you?
Yeah. There's a lot. A lot. I love to talk all about that with you. There's so much. And the history. Whoa.
Yeah, it's the mermaid. Yeah, no, the mermaid and I, we worked on the East Coast a lot. We're like, whoa, how'd it get so far out of whack? But like that one surprised us. Christopher Columbus did a good job. That's where we left off.
Well, come visit me.
We'll do. We will. We will. We're gonna get everywhere.
Yay. Yay. That makes me happy. Everyone happy. That's so exciting. Okay, can I tell you what I found?
Yeah, please. Yeah, please. You can teach me, the more I can be of help.
So I'm happy to say where I live. I don't know if they should. You tell me. But you know I'm in New York. Is it okay
Just say the county and general city. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I live in Suffolk County, and I went to my local library that the land patents to my, not just my, yeah, I'll just say the land patents to my town. So we're original 13 colony. So I didn't find anything federal. It seems like it comes through the state, as you would know. I went and found the original documents from the 1600s of where this property was given to 12 different families, and they essentially took over. And there's so much history here. It was given, well, I don't know exactly, so I don't want to say the words, but it was Native American land, obviously. And the names of the beings, there's documents with the signatures of the colonialists and the Native Americans. It's really fascinating. So it seems like this whole area where I live was one big land patent. And I saw the red stamp on it. I remember you mentioning that last week. So any comments about that?
Yeah, so as we lose control of America and we start giving a designation to Bureau of Land Management, that's where I like us to start, because that's the competition to roll it backwards. So I'm sitting here, I'm a Native American, and Joe shows up and he created a state and a county and a city. Well, I was just sitting in my teepee and you guys took my authority of being on this land. If you look at South America, it's the same thing. These people are being taken out of the Amazon deltas, as you're probably aware. All right, so now we're going to roll that back. And the PRQ team, what we feel is the best crux in the road is to start at the Bureau of Land Management, because at least it has the United States Constitution to get us to remove any authority over us. So go to BLM, Bureau of Land Management, get that copy that is federally stamped, not endorsing the U.S. federal processes whatsoever. I'm saying that's our best opportunity to move things backwards again, to take humans into possession of where they would like to live on planet Earth. So the last call, the callers we had last week pulled that out. Says, if spirit is here to be on this planet, trapped or not, we're not going to argue that. We're here now. This is where we're here. We get to play here. So why don't we start at the systems that are telling us what we are, where we are, and how we are? We're going to tell them what we are, where we are, and how we are. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Forgive me for being so heavy-handed here. So Bureau of Land Management is our tool to roll back our freedom, is my suggestion. So get a copy of the designation of the land patent that you're within. So let's say you own an acre. We won't presume what you have. You have 40,000 square feet. Doesn't really matter. What patent have you landed on? And let's go start from there. And Bureau of Land Management will have a copy of that. Needs to have the stamp on it. You have to go to your local office. Go ahead and email me. I talked to you last week on the show. Your address and phone number, and I'll get you the package, okay?
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. My love to you.
I love you.
Love you. Oh, now what? Gosh, it seems like we're working hard today. This is so fun. Perth looks like it's on the line. So I just asked for Perth, and Perth shows up, wants to leave message. Which email address should they send you information to? Please give out the proper email address. Perth, are you there? Are you there, Perth? Q? Chi? Nope. Q-I-U. I know it's Perth. I know it's Perth. Okay, moving on. BBS, forgive me if I bludgeon that. Which email address should they send you information to? Please give out the proper email address from, I never know how to pronounce it, Q-I-U. How would I pronounce that? I like going through BBS Radio because they record everything. BBS Radio hates it when I say that. No, they love me. We love each other. But we have a portal there. I have a front page there. We have a communication tool there. It automatically populates to me. You have the PRQ emails too, if we've responded to you. Just go through that little portal there on the dashboard of BBS Radio. You have a subscription or prescription. We have to do it organically here so I can get you resources, communicate with you. Hit BBS's radio comment section. There's several ways to get through. I guarantee you I'll get it. Thank you so much for your question. Moving on, Robin from Michigan submitted docs last week and has questions in regards to package recorded from mortgage company about past due taxes. Robin from Michigan submitted docs last week and has questions in regards package recorded from mortgage company about past due taxes. Please tell me, Robin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Q. How are you today?
Hi, Q. My favorite game show.
Yes, I heard how that came up, by the way, just an FYI. I
can make a lot of money off this game here, huh?
Absolutely, because a lot of people would definitely play.
They won't let me on the TV, though. I can guarantee you that.
No, that's not right. Come on. Let's change the rules.
I'm going to make my own TV show. It's going to be my own TV show.
Or better yet, let's break the rules.
We're going to.
Okay, so I received some documents because I stopped going to the mailbox, but I did go one day, and there was that package because I knew it was coming. And I didn't look at it. I didn't go through it because then I would have created that timeline, right?
Yep.
So I submitted it through the project for the homestead, and it's a bunch of documents that they want me to fill out. And the one page says information on how to avoid foreclosure. So what they did is when I purchased the house, my payment was $683, and then the following year it went up to $703, and then before you know it, it's up to $780. But I didn't comply with it. I just kept paying the $703, which was the first tax increase, which I thought, well, okay, that's going to happen. But then it happened again, and I said, I'm not doing this. And so I've done the footwork. I've been to the Register of Deeds to try to find the patent. I have another fellow Q-ster fan in here in Michigan on the other side, Kelly, who has helped me to get some more information in regard to my patent to my land. But I'm kind of at a standstill. I'm not sure what to do with this document, to just ignore it. I did send it in to the PRQ team that's handling it, And so I'm just calling to find out what the next step is, because I'm ready to work. Whatever you guys want me to do, what can I do to proceed?
All right. So go ahead and send into the portal here on our dashboard. Say, I talked to you on the radio show. Your address, mailing address, and your phone number. That's what we're going to do for you. Okay. So just send that in right to the portal. I'll get it. You'll get a package. The package you're going to get is all the steps. We have several steps for you. And we had to test out why this is a little drawn out, maybe in your opinions, is we have to test out how you're going to defend it after. So homesteading, land patenting is super, super simple. When the guy comes to ask you for money because you haven't paid your taxes, that one I had to test out a lot of times throughout the world, and especially in America. So I worked really hard in America to prove that I can arrest people trying to come on my property who want taxes. Okay, it's not that I want to arrest people. It's not that I want you to arrest people. It's that we deserve to stay here because we have a homestead. I want everyone to have free allotted title. You don't tell me I have to pay for the fire department to get a new television in front of the fire department. I am not going to pay for the retirement fund of the police officers. I think it's great that they have retirement funds. I'm not paying for the fire department's retirement fund. I'm not paying for the I'm not paying for teachers if I don't want to. But by the way, is the education system teaching my kids anything other than demonic control systems? I'm not going to do that anymore. They don't get a pension from me, do they?
Right. Exactly.
So we can choose our own battles is what I'm saying. I'm not going to pick a battle for you. I'm just saying that can I not just live on planet Earth free? So the first step is email me through our portal. I will give you the package, the steps, and what you're gonna learn is a way to get back to me so that I can be a resource for you and the PRQ team can be a resource for you. So that I can't take 10 million calls a day, as you can imagine. But
right.
We definitely know how to do this. So I want you guys to become experts, and then you will educate your community the same way. So you guys are going to be taught, and then you're going to be the teachers. Doesn't that make sense?
That's absolutely awesome, because I just came back from a retreat in Costa Rica, and I got some really amazing ideas. I was very much inspired, and I would like to do something with this property that I have and try to maybe emulate what I was able to experience through that time, which was absolutely beautiful. And I also have, while I have you on the phone real quick, two other questions.
Please.
One is, can we do 1 or 2 acres here in Michigan, and would it be possible to land patent 60 acres in another state, or do we have to stay right in the same area?
If we want to play in the rules, if we like the rules, remember, everything's unlimited. We can do whatever we want. But if we like to play with these rules to roll back the rules, you get 160 acres as an individual in America. It can be more than one location, correct?
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And the last question, do we have to call in live to submit a patent, or do we just send the message? So you already answered that question, so we're good. All right. I was just Kelly from the other side of the state, whom I met on this retreat. I thought I'd get some of her questions in while I was on the phone, so... Thank you so very much for the information. I appreciate everything that you do, and I'm looking forward to the journey on getting our freedom back.
Right on, right on, right on. I'll do my best, even if I look slow.
All right, thank you, Q. Have a great day.
I think I'm fast. I think I'm pretty fast, actually. It's cool. Okay, so moving on. We're getting some work done today. Everybody's getting savvy. Real quick here, got 15 more minutes. So move on. What we're going to do is going to move on to timelines. This is the next show, and then I'll take an hour break, and then I'll go, I think I'm going for an hour break. And then we do Inspired with Q for 2 hours, and then Project with Q, of course, we'll take calls on that one. Mermaid's going to join us, too, it looks like, Inspired with Q. Looks like she's busy. The mermaid, I don't know what the mermaid's up to today, but I think she's going to show up one, maybe a couple hours from now. You never know. Rocks are slippery today. She likes slippery rocks, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on here. Everything's bigger in Texas. Gosh, there's so many. There's so many. You guys are incredible. Never stop teaching me how I need to grow the shows, because now we can make a conference line for like 8 hours. So if there's a demand, I'll keep growing this. Thank you so much. All right. So we did New York. We did Chi, Robin from Michigan, Mary from California, I assume CA, called last week, may have found her land patent within 377, others on the same document, wants to ask, is it official? Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am, Q. Can you hear me?
Mary, how do? I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I had a problem finding a land patent for my property. I'm in a neighborhood, and I was looking for a single land patent. And, you know, computer crashing, whatever, but many times. And I found a document, a five-page document with 377 original land titles on it, and my property is included on that. I called BLM in Washington, and they said that they would stamp and seal that front and back, so I ordered it.
Okay, perfect.
Is that what I need? I live in a neighborhood. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Hold me there if you don't mind. Okay. So did you get do you have a copy of it yet, or are they still in process?
I just printed a copy for myself off of the line. She told me, the woman was so nice. She also told me that people in California know this. So trying to find this for a while was, you know, it more of like a distraction. But she said it's going to take 2 to 4 months because they've been so overwhelmed with requests.
I wonder who's doing that.
I wonder, right?
Oh, I wonder who's making this happen. Yeah.
So I've got to wait,
we're going to overwhelm them. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of background. There was a great goal with the United States pretend government to limit the amount of U.S. marshals and to limit the population in the Bureau of Land Management. So the staff there, depending on which geography you're in, and this is globally, is really to make sure we don't have services and resources for what we're going to, of course, take back. I need you to get the proper document, though. That one usually has a golden seal or a impressed seal, and then it's notarized on the back from BLM. Do you have that?
No, I don't. Not yet. I mean, I just ordered it last week. They probably have the request.
Copy is not
going to work. No, it's not.
Need you to have the authentic copy from BLM.
Now, I'll probably be in foreclosure the end of September, beginning of October. I don't know if I'll get that document before
No, you're not. We will make sure you're okay. You're going through the Willamette corridor. So you went through the Portland office, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So you need to either physically go there and get a copy, or one of us on the PRQ team will get it for you. What do you want to do? That's not a big drive for you.
Oh, I'm not going. I can't. I've got like animal rescue over the top here at my home, and nobody to care for.
Then you just order the authentic copy. Okay, it will not.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope
call
not.
Me. Okay, that so was, go ahead and send in the email. I talked to you on the radio show last week. Your address, your mailing address, and your phone number. I need your phone number so I can follow up with you. Is that okay?
Oh, great. I'd love a call from you. Thank you so much.
You better be careful because I flirt a lot.
Oh, you do. You are very flirty. I hear you all of the time on the phone.
I mean, except that's fun. Show. It's just fun. I just want to be.
I know you
fun.
Are.
Let's just have fun.
You're wonderful.
Fun.
You and Ron have been my breadcrumbs since I was probably a little girl. So I'm just thrilled to be able to do this.
Thank you.
I want to help other people. So you have a lovely day, and I think that's it. Thank you
so much
for clarifying for me. Oh, I have one question though, in regard to the question taxes, if you don't mind. I have a lien on my taxes. What is that going to do with the original land patent once I get it and all that? Does that just get dissolved too?
It all gets dissolved because where does the lien reside?
On the tax.
It's on a deed. It's on a deed.
Tax
it's
office.
On a lotto title.
Right.
Nope. It's not on federal. Okay. It's not on federal level. It's on a county level, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was from a scam from a contractor and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
we don't speak county any. We don't speak county or state anymore. We are constitutionally here as a human being on planet Earth. That's where we live. They live over there. We don't live there.
Right. Well, I can't wait for the federal land grant. And then I can also start looking for my forever homestead. And because it's not going to be here, I just need to be able to save my home. So when I'm doing it works and I can learn how to do this.
Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Way to study. Thank you. Thank you for teaching so many people who are listening right now.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Yeah, so this is a big deal when you start. We're running out of time today, but you can see where we're going here. Let's see. I got 8 minutes, probably 6 minutes. Okay, so what's important here is, do I live someplace I have to live versus where I want to live? So in many cases, foreclosure might be a very positive manifestation dimensional tool for you. I chose to live there because I could afford it as an example, and now I'm here and I want to save it, is probably a timeline that may not be your best interest because you actually want to live in Southern California versus Tecumseh, et cetera, et cetera. So really, really look within yourself. Do I want to live here because I can and I can afford it, or I at least did it one time? Or do I just love living in Iowa when I really would love to live in Mexico? So start examining that. Foreclosure might be a positive tool for you. I throw it away. There might be a better opportunity for you. You just have to really assess. Let's see if I can get a quick one in before we kill this show. Thank you guys so much. Oh my gosh, there's so many people. I'm going to have to grow the show. I'm going to need 2 hours. It's quite clear. I need 2 hours. Mary from Cal. Gosh, that's incredible. Aurora Rodriguez from AZ. Margo from South Africa. Margo, I know you. I really want to get to you. We're running out of time today. I'm going to grow these shows so we can conference all the time. If the callers can't get in and get the answering system, they can leave you a message and Q will then receive a transcript and audio file for their message. Note, you'll then have their phone number too. Okay, that was BBS telling us. If the callers can't get in, you can send me a message. That's correct. Sharon from Texas, trying to locate the right land patent office. And can you give her any advice on finding it as they are asking her to go to another state like Virginia? Okay, look for Bureau of Land Management is where you want to focus. Doesn't matter where you're in the country, you're going to have a region. So in the four states on the West Coast, we have one in Portland, Oregon represents four or five states, but they don't reference. Remember, they don't recognize the taxation properties. They could care less about it. That's what you want. You definitely want that. So the way we title property from the county and the real estate industry, completely different than BLM, Bureau of Land Management, forgive me. I'll add the contact information for Project Review Queue to all your program pages. So BBS is on it. Thank you, BBS. Scott from Iowa, question, owns only ranch after divorce. What does process acquire said property properly? Go ahead and send in. I talked to you on the radio show last week. Obviously, we're embellishing. Address, phone number, I'll get it. Bo pronounces it Bo. I think I'm running out of time here. I haven't got the caller yet. Getting close. Bo from Idaho. Carrie, I just want one of you to send in. I talked to you on the radio show last week. And then you'll distribute, Carrie. Thank you. Love you very much. Callers from a member in Netherlands, can she homestead land under lease hold in a municipality? Yes is the answer. Netherlands is special to me. Really want those buggers. Long story there. BBS Radio, thank you. Can send me all the chats from Zoom every week. All right, I'm going to call it an hour. I'm going to be on the next hour, and it's regarding timelines. Miss Mermaid will be on Inspired with Q, so we're going to do the next hour timelines, take an hour break. Then we'll do Inspired with Q for 2 hours, and then Project the Youth Q will take solid calls. Thank you, BBS Radio. My love to you. I hope I was of service to you today. It feels like we're getting closer. It feels like we're getting closer. It feels like we're getting closer. I love you. I love you. Thank you, BBS Radio. I will be in touch, my dear ones. Have a good day.